Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com for readings. Okay, first we'll begin with our cosmic weather. Get ready for Mercury to go retrograde, and it's going to go retrograde in Libra, which is going to have a strong effect on personal relationships. But our focus today is mainly about the moon. The moon is rising and should be full tomorrow night. And the moon is positioned between Saturn and Jupiter. It's called the harvest moon. This effect from Jupiter could be increase. So that's why I thought we'd talk about money this time. So the moon will be in Pisces. And there will be some healing energies that are affected from Mercury and Mars, powered by the sun. So this is a good time for all healing in our finances, healing in our body. So it's a good time tonight and tomorrow night to meditate. Tomorrow night being fullest time to meditate on finances and be specific. List what you need and why, list what you need. Our health tip is coming from Healing Herbs. The reference book is The Healing Kitchen, Bottom Line Publications. And you can make your own capsules out of these things. You just get veggie caps and you can fill them with the powder usually. Ginger, it's nausea relief, digestive improvement, anti-inflammatory, blood clot risk reduction, and for inflammation, you need between 4 grams daily dose powder in powder form. That's what you can put in your capsules and divide the doses during the day. Ginger tea, the same symptoms I just listed, but add colds, flu, migraine, headache, sore throat, and arthritis. So today we're going to be talking about your finances, which is your divine birthright. God does not want us broke, busted, and disgusted. He wants us to have abundance. So we need to understand that the mindset of this time that we're living in is boredom of Christianity, boredom of the Bible, that it's a fairy tale. Well, look at the condition of the world without God. We need to be willing to release this negativity and seek God. God is willing to bring some fresh, new energy, superior to where you are right now. And ancient Hebrew scholars wrote and stated that when the world loses its belief in the Bible, i.e. it's a fairy tale, the return of Christ is soon. Think of Abraham. God asked him to leave his parents. He didn't know where he was going. He had to leave his comfort and what he was used to, his comfort zone, and everything that made him secure. But the willingness brought him tremendous blessings. So we have to trust God, let go of fear, and exercise faith. God is able to do for us if we don't hold on to fear, doubt, and unbelief. We have to trust him no matter what it looks like, feels like, hear what we hear. God's spirit is active, living, and real. We can have satisfaction and be led into abundant life, which Jesus said in John 10:10, I came to give them life and give it to them more abundantly. And the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's not God. That's the enemy. So if you truly and sincerely are pursuing him, even though it could look very scary, we're assured there is a reward on the other side for diligently seeking God. Tomorrow night's full moon again. It's the harvest moon. Meditate and release fear, doubt, uncertainty, and be specific about your money needs. Needs, not greeds. Okay, I'm going to take some calls now. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I can't believe I'm the first one.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I guess I'll ask
you.
Well,
we're really trending
towards
finances.
Yeah.
Okay. But we're trending towards finances. I mean, that's what the theme is here.
Yeah.
A lot of it may come up with that. But do take advantage of this placement tonight because it's very powerful, the moon's position between Jupiter and Saturn. And Jupiter is a planet of luck, increase, so getting it means something. You can bet I'm going to be out there. Well, not out there, but you know what I mean, out there in mind.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I have been making a lot of contacts with trying to get another job right now to improve my situation, as you and I have talked about.
Well, I've got good news on that. Okay, you've been very studious. You've been at it, like you said just now, and you're verifying this first card here. It says that you've been at it, and that offer is coming up really soon. And this may be a more trustworthy setting. One of the things you want to release tonight is negative impressions towards you coming, and it shows particularly women.
Okay.
More women than men, but don't rule them out. Just say you want to release that energy that comes at you and let that go.
Okay.
I think you're finally going to find, you're going to make an accomplishment. You're going to finally have safety. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, and this is going to be something worth advancement. There's material security involved. In other words, you're going to feel like they're treating you good, you know, and you're going to have advancements. Yeah. You have
good.
A lot to give, and we're not really sure it's a destiny thing why you've attracted this, but it's your challenge. So tonight is a wonderful night because of that fact that Saturn is a lesson thing. So we're saying, okay, we understand this lesson, and I'm attracting this, but I'm releasing it. I've learned my lesson.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're going to, it looks to me like that you're really going to be able to exhibit your gifts and your skills. And I have something coming up within a week.
Oh, good. Good. Yes, I am waiting to find out if I'm going to get an interview with a particular company right now. So maybe that's the news.
So I think that it says you're going to overcome your obstacles and challenges from the past. And this is going to be an advantageous placement and something within a week.
Good. Oh, good.
And the guardian angel Michael has been with you. Archangel Michael has
That's
been assigned to you.
That's what you've told me before. Yeah, you've told me that many times before, that you've always been consistent
about
that.
He didn't want you to forgive it. He didn't want you to forget it, I guess. Well, when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, there's particular angels assigned to us. There's angels assigned to us when we're born. But in particular times in life, and he is definitely the archangel to remove negativity. So he's got your back.
Good. That's
okay.
Awesome to know. Thank you. I'm so glad.
Good. I'm happy too. I'm happy to see this. Now, I should be on team next week, providing they don't, shut the power off. I'm in California. We have a hurricane hitting the southern coast. So I had a specialist appointment
need water,
this week. And it
you
was,
really
I had
do.
To, well, we're going to get
really
too much
dry
at once.
It's been really dry with all the wildfires. Yeah, that's true. You don't want mudslides, do
I mean,
you?
We're going to extremes here, but... But anyway, I should be on it, providing there's nothing hazardous. Okay.
Okay, I'll keep you in
Monday,
my prayers
Wednesday,
then, too.
Thank you.
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless. Talk to you later.
Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's really nice to talk to you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What can I do for you?
I've been emotionally and physically devastated. I lost my cat last Sunday, so it's almost 2 weeks. I took her to a friend's house. My friend has a completely enclosed yard, and she has 3 cats that never get out. Well, my cat has gotten out. And I've been there before the sunrise, after the sunset. I put up posters. I've called shelters. And I've done everything, walked around taking her treats, looked in bushes, and no one has even seen her, you know. So, of course, I'm worried. You know, I've just been exhausted. Like yesterday, I couldn't even go out. I was just so tired. All I did was sleep. The stress is also getting to me, the emotional stress.
Well, yeah, that's like a family member, you know. Pets are—they're close to your heart. And okay, what was your cat's name?
Olive, and she's a year old. She's
okay.
All black. Her hair is medium, and she has a gray belly. And you know, it's just frustrating because some people, if they call her name, oh, don't call her name. Put out litter. Oh, don't put out litter. So it's.
Okay, well, like I said, this moon placement tonight and tomorrow night being the fullest between Saturn and Jupiter. Saturn is a hard teacher sometimes and forces us to face hard things. So I would do a meditation and see your cat coming home. Because I think somebody has her. Somebody has her. They picked her up. Does she have a collar on with your name or anything?
So she did. When she ran, she hid behind this gate in bushes, and I grabbed her, and she was scared, and she struggled away from me, and in that struggle, the harness came off.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I put up signs. I mean... I put up 225 signs.
Okay. Well, it says we're going to find out something here. And I would advise you to, you know, mentally meditate on seeing success, seeing your cat come home. I call upon the angels of animals to assist here. And just, I don't have anything terrible. I don't have one terrible card here. I got a card of judgment, which is telling us to analyze this properly, and which I've just given you that I got good news on the end and good news in the beginning. So I think we're going to have some success here.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, and when you meditate tonight, call upon the angels for animals. There are angels that are over animals, and see her coming home. See yourself being united with her, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. And I'll keep it in prayer for you, too. I know how important animals are, you know. I don't have them anymore because... I have enough to take care of, but they're like family. They're like family.
For sure.
Like your little kids.
For sure. For sure.
So we'll keep good thoughts going, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy, it's Vicki. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Hey, can I say something about the cat, the lady that just called?
Yeah, sure.
Before you answered the question, I picked up really strong somebody has the cat. But two things
I did too.
I want to recommend. Tell her to stay in the area, to kind of just watch around. The cat will probably show itself outside or get out somehow.
Well,
that
she's
cat's
listening
gonna, like,
to
get
you.
Out. Okay. Well,
she's
the cat's
she's
gonna
listening
get out
to you right now.
Okay. So the cat's going to get out some kind of way, and she's going to see it. But tell her she needs to kind of patrol the area, but do it, you know, secretly. Don't call any attention to herself, and she will see the cat. Also, she needs to connect directly with the cat and call and really,
yeah.
I mean, connect on a subconscious level, and that cat will get
yeah,
out, and she will find it.
I think if she does that meditation, that's good. That's what's going to break through.
Yeah.
You know.
That happened to my mom.
Yeah.
That happened to my mom's dog, and some kid had grabbed her dog and had him for a week, and my mom was so devastated that she she had a chip put in him and was able to find him, but still, she really connected with that dog, and he found his way back. So she needs to connect, but if you patrol that area, she will see that cat again. She will somehow see it, spot it in some weird way. And somebody's
okay.
holding the cat, too, like petting it. So weird. So weird.
Yeah,
okay.
Well,
sorry.
You know, okay. What can I do for you?
I wanted to look at moolah, money, 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 money. So.
Well.
And potential.
Next two nights
and potential
is really
winning.
Good.
Well,
the
I
next
got a
two
small
nights
one.
Really good.
I got a small one
good.
In Chicago. I'm small. But I'm, I, you
it
know.
All adds up, sweetie.
It does.
It all adds up. You know, it really does. The scripture tells us don't be dismayed at small beginnings, because it's just, it may be a seed to multiply to better, bigger things.
Oh, yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah, so it's, well, you're really going to have a good remainder of this year. And, you know, you went through a recent struggle and a fight to keep what you have right now. And actually, I think
yeah.
we really just finally have success over that. And it shows that it was overwhelming odds that you surmounted. So I see that now you have an advantage and very successful trends around you in both areas, your workforce and your extracurricular. You're going to be strengthened
okay.
financially, and you need to there's something you need to forgive. And, you know, if we have unforgiveness somewhere, it blocks our prosperity. So we need to, there's something that you need to forgive. I don't know if it's your past. It's not being specific on that area. But it says it'll come to you. You have a lot of things that are coming to you right now. The remainder of this year
yes.
looks very good, very good, very good.
And what about winning?
Okay. I got a yes on that. And a sizable win. So I would go through the next two nights and think about anything that you might be mad at anybody over and release it and forgive it and let it go. Doesn't mean you have to associate with them. You know, you just have to release it and let it go. And just be... open to change that's coming. And that, because it's coming up in your cards that things are changing for the better. It's got good news, abundance, and it, but that one little card, the need to forgive somebody of something.
I think
it's not saying
who,
so. Yeah, that's what I thought. I figured. Yeah, just do it.
And one little, okay. Any other things you see around me?
Well, we're getting ready for Mercury retrograde, and I'll talk about that later, but actually it has a lot to do with relationships, and it will create ending non-functional relationships, relationships that are not producing balance in your life. And it will also position you, it will position you for the right opportunity to happen. And I do see, you know, an increase in your extra job. So it's going to put you out there in the public eye. So I just see I think you ended a long haul of stuff with your trip.
Yeah.
And you released that past. And now the door is opening for opportunity.
Yeah, I feel free.
Okay.
I feel so. This was a big one. So thank you so much. I'm free.
Okay. Thank
All right,
you.
Thanks,
God
baby.
Bless.
God bless you.
Uh huh. Okay. You know, 3 John chapter 1, verse 2 says, "Beloved, God calls us beloved. I wish above all things, that's key, that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers." So God doesn't want us sick, and he doesn't want us broke. But so many Christians do not have the understanding of God's favor and blessing on their lives. People are struggling to pay their bills or provide for their families the way they should. And it's God's perfect will for us to prosper. He has a system, and that system won't fail. God wants to make us whole in every area of our lives. Religion, unfortunately, has taught us over the years that prosperity is a sin. And a lot of people today still believe that, so therefore they can't receive the blessings and prosperity from God. And I was one of them. I took a vow of poverty when I first entered the ministry because I felt that I wasn't supposed to be caught up with worldly things. And trust me, I went through the poverty. I know better now. Actually, there's more prosperity scriptures than there is most other scriptures. So, and our belief system has a lot to do with it. So, again, I'm pushing this tonight and tomorrow night's moon and release that belief that prosperity is wrong, because it's not. God wants us to prosper. And ask God to teach you how to prosper. It's the perfect time to ask him that. Okay, we'll take some more calls here.
Hi, Daisy.
Hello, you're on the air.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm
great. Okay, as you know, I'm working one job, and I'm still waiting on the other one. But I'm really liking the one that I'm currently on, and I'm wondering will I be able to move up?
I keep getting that. Every time we talk about this, I get this real secure feeling in my heart, like it's going to get better and better. She's going to end up liking this, but we'll see. We're still open. You know, we don't want to close any doors, so I'm always open.
No, I don't.
Show me something better if I'm supposed to see it, you know.
Well,
but
that's my point. I mean, if I am offered the other one could be a better position, but I don't know what it's going to be when I get there.
Yeah. Or what kind of people you're working with, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, because I feel like you've got a lot of support where you're at now. It says you're analyzing this correctly, that you're beginning to see. And I would just like in my meditation, I would say, okay, I'm open, since Jupiter's there and can magnify things and make things better, I'm open to change, and you'll bring it forth to me. And, you know, look at your possibilities there. And then when you have an interview, we'll look at it at that time to see what kind of people you're going to be around. But I show that you may not have the comfort.
I've already had an interview. Yeah, and they're just doing the background check portion. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So the
coming up. But I also show that you may not have the comfort zone that you have with people. You might have some real testy people. Yeah. So take that into thought. But ask God to. But it says you're analyzing this correctly. It says you are analyzing it correctly. And that you're very strong right there with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, my main question is, which one came from God? Because, you know, that can be an issue too. You know, if
that's what we're asking
him. Bigger, which one?
We're
going to
ask him that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to ask him that over the next couple of days, and you will receive. I have the angel Gabriel. Gabriel's an angel of vision. He's an archangel, and he his job is to show you or tell you. And I want to say to everybody that's listening, we're going to start having more angelic appearances and messages in our life because of where we're at. So it says that and there is improvement with this new job as far as status is concerned, salary is concerned. But there may be a problem with some people that you work with. You know?
Oh, with the new one. Okay. What about the current one?
So there's some grumpies working there.
Okay.
There's some grumpies working there.
The current one doesn't have great people. Great people.
It's showing this opportunity is coming up in the next, maybe 5 days, 6 days. And if you meditate over these next two nights, I think Gabriel will help you make the right choice. After 5 or 6 days, it's going to come up. And, you know, you'll have time to carefully analyze it. But I think what we're seeing here is your clearance will be better, your salary will be better, but you may have some challenges with people you work with. So you got to, you know, God doesn't make, He gives us free will. He doesn't. He's telling you that you can have either one, you know, and we're going to ask him to show us which one's the best, and he will.
Okay. And my other question is,
next week, so we can look
one
at
more
that.
Question about the winnings. What? The lady was asking about winnings, too. I'm thinking about the same thing on winnings. Will I win him?
Okay. Well, this moon is very strong with Jupiter, and Jupiter is called the lucky planet. It seems like you've been disappointed and you've asked for this, but I got a yes on it before the year ends. And what we will do on Keene, send me just your birth date. I don't need to know the time or where, or any of that. That's all related to astrology. And I'll give you some lucky days.
Oh, okay, great. I will do that.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You're welcome. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. So, so God wants us to prosper, and the Bible indicates that God has not given us the spirit of fear. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And fear is a spirit. So what are we afraid of today? Higher gas prices, necessities. God wants us to take courage. Courage is the absence of fear, the willingness to move forward in the face of fear. When we have courage, we are speaking to that spirit of fear, you have no power over me. And you just tell them that too, you have no power over me. God is able to bring us through whatever you're facing right now. So, Father God, your word tells us you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I declare over myself and all that are listening that no weapon formed against us will prosper. We refuse to cower in the face of fear, and we refuse to be manipulated by our emotions, and we will not allow what we see to move us or by what we hear. We are moved by your spirit, Rosh HaKodesh, your Holy Spirit. And by the word of God, I declare faith over all of us in God's word, in Jesus' mighty name. Remember Genesis 1:14, the lights in the heavens, the sun and the moon are for signs. Luke 21:25, signs in the sun and the moon, and tonight is a sign, and tomorrow night is a sign. And I didn't want you to miss out. That's why I keep bringing it up. Let your financial needs be known. Release any fear, and God bless you. And believe in what I'm telling you, because it's very strong. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, you. Hey, how
Hi.
You doing?
I'm good.
Hold on a sec.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
It's Kelly, you know.
I saw the specialist, and I know what I need to do. You know, we both ruled out surgery of any kind. He said that...
Yeah.
They could saw down that bone, sounded so, saw down that bone, okay. And he said, but a lot of times, you know, he goes, it makes it worse. And with your, you know, your age and time, I don't think so. But he wants me to do some therapeutics. So, and I'm 80% free of pain most of the time, unless I do something
That's
stupid,
good.
You know, like, yeah. So what can I do
well,
for you?
Well, all we have to do is sleep, and that's enough, you know. So I wake
yeah.
up with a crick on, and so.
Hmm.
But,
it must be the way you sleep, huh?
Oh, I'm horrible at sleeping. My dogs don't even sleep in the bed with me anymore. I'm so bad. So you know it's bad.
I know. I think I'm on safari. Run, you know. Going cross country or something. I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
It's probably good that I'm alone. I'd run somebody right out of my bed.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that'd be my case. Well, my birthday is next Friday, so.
Oh, well, be sure to get a hold of me for a free birthday
I
reading. I may have to do an email or call me or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
So
I just want to know if today if you could take a look and see about. You said there was a moon that new moon or something happening on Friday.
Full moon. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I can do
my
prayer.
Well, it's rising tonight, it'll be fullest on the 10th. It's rising tonight. And it'll
okay.
be full tomorrow night. So, yeah, and it's
okay.
placed between Jupiter and Saturn. Saturn's that lesson which you went through.
Oh,
and
God,
you
yeah.
need to release that.
I hate Saturn.
You need to release that.
Yeah.
You need to release
yeah.
that tonight or tomorrow
I'm
night.
I'm going to throw that Saturn out of the damn orbit. I'm going to send it to another galaxy. That's what I'm going to do. Get out my slingshot. I'm going to shoot that fucker right out of the damn galaxy.
Well, sometimes we need to learn lessons to grow up. You know, we do. We need sometimes those lessons are necessary for our growth and help us to understand what, you know, what we may be holding on to. But I would release it if I were in your shoes. But what can I help you with?
I remember going through it in my 20s on Saturn, and it was not a nice time. I remember it. And so I was like, no, anytime Saturn's near, it shakes my bones. But anyway,
well,
I just want to know, can you take a look and see how this new job is going to work out for me? There's already some things I don't like about it, but I don't know if they'll give me enough time to adapt to it. Because these nurses here, they're not nice.
Whoa, they're hard-nosed, huh?
Oh yeah, they do stuff with the coding that I can't do because they're doing a score, and that's only for nurses. So I don't know if they're gonna like me at the end, if they're gonna give me enough time to acclimate and do things right.
Yeah, they're gonna give you some time. It is a fight here, though. It's just do what you know to do.
Yeah.
And it says you're going to overcome these obstacles and challenges that are surrounding you right now, and they're a little overwhelming. There's overwhelming odds here. It's hard to believe what I'm telling you, but you need to use your strengths, and they will give you some time here. And did you bring up the question about the nurses?
No,
position
I don't have
on
any
this.
I'm sorry, what?
Only nurses can do this kind of coding, or?
Well, yeah, I can do the coding. It's just that they want to code every little thing underneath the sun because of how they score it. And I'm like,
yeah.
But they didn't even treat that. You know, it's like, okay, this is something that I got to get used to. But I'm hoping that
it's the same thing with old fashioned insurance billing. They would use a CRVS.
It's a scoring thing. It's a scoring thing. It's for a payment model.
Yeah.
So it's like it's
yeah.
So anyway, if Sandra will my boss, if she'll have other things for me to do other than this damn mortality stuff. Because it's all mortality.
Yes.
And I don't like this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I just kind of
see the overcoming this.
It is.
Yeah, there's other stuff coming up here.
Okay,
this is
good.
Just your acclimation time. They're giving you stuff that nobody else wants to do. You're a new kid on the block. They're throwing the junk at you right now. But you'll get past it. You'll get past it. Just stay positive. Do a meditation. See yourself doing better. And ask for, you know, divine order and your work ethics and work progress. And it'll be okay. Get in touch with me for a birthday reading. That's the very best time to get a reading ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
I know. I guess, I'll do that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And take care of your neck, okay?
Oh, I will. I don't want to be a pain in the neck either. I don't want to have a...
Better than being a pain in the butt, that's for sure.
Well, you're dealing with a little bit of that energy, but release it over these next two nights, and you'll see a big change quickly. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much. Have a good one.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Well, Father God, we are so grateful that we can come together and learn of you, and we're grateful for these signs that are present before us. Help us to capitalize on them and receive prosperity. Help us to not cave in by the appearance of things or what we hear. Help us to stay away from that negative input that's out there. And we praise you and thank you for everyone that called in. We thank you for the messages you gave us today, and we're grateful for everything that we have. We're grateful for our home, our source of income, our partnership with people, and the gift of your Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, we surrender ourselves to you today for your counsel, your comfort, and lighten our paths to the better life in Jesus' name. Okay, I'll see everybody next month, and I thank you for everybody that participated. God bless.